cathedral where I had to vest one of the newly ordained priests, Father Andrew St. Denis, not to be confused with the evil one, Father Andrew St. Hilaire. It is a good time to be there at Pentecost because it was a reminder to me of how the Holy Spirit is at work in my life and how the Holy Spirit needs to be part of what I do and how I proclaim the message of the Lord to you. But not only that, it's a reminder to all of us today that the Holy Spirit needs to be part of our hearts, part of all that we do. And when we allow our Lord to be part of our hearts, we start putting our trust in Him. We start putting our faith in Him and allow Christ to be part of our hearts. Because when we heard today's gospel, we heard something special in there. Jesus didn't come into the door and say, "You horrible disciples, how dare you? One of you ran, or one of you denied me three times. One of you betrayed. And all of you basically ran, except for you, John, you did come to the cross." But instead, he says to them, "Peace be with you." When we allow ourselves to allow that peace of Christ to be in our hearts, we allow ourselves to grow in love with Jesus. Our Lord wasn't asking for perfection with His apostles. He knew what they were going to do and how they were going to act. How one was going to deny, how one was going to betray, and the rest would run. He needed to show them His peace as He shows us His peace each and every time we come here to Mass. Allowing that peace of Christ to remain in our hearts, that thing that we take away from each and every time we gather together here in this church or whatever church we might be going to at that time, to allow ourselves to find that peace of Christ and to allow the Holy Spirit to fulfill our hearts. Our Lord wants us to proclaim His word. And He gave His disciples that gift through the Holy Spirit, and a gift that He gives to each and every one of us through our very gift of baptism, and even for most of us, our gift when we were confirmed in the Holy Spirit, a reminder to us of our Pentecost with the Lord, where our Lord became truly part of our hearts, part of our lives, to have that courage and to go out and proclaim Him, to have that courage to allow the Holy Spirit to indwell within our lives, within our hearts. Because when we have that courage, that is where we gain our peace in Christ. And that's where we find our strength, is in the peace of Christ. Allowing others to know the love of Jesus. The love of Jesus when we might have to say no to somebody, where we might have to deny somebody what we think might be something for the good, but rather we show another a love of Jesus. Not letting our sinful ways get in the way, but rather allowing the Spirit to fill us and show us the indwelling of the life of Christ at work within us. And that is our challenge today, to go out and proclaim that peace of Christ to others, allowing others to know we don't need a theology degree to truly to know Christ. The only thing we need to truly remember is that our Lord, our incarnate Lord, came down from heaven for one particular reason, for the passion and death and resurrection and ascension into heaven. And when we allow that to be our motto, allowing that cross to be that mantra that we follow, we allow Christ to grow within us. And that is what we proclaim, his very body and blood, soul, and divinity. So I challenge you, strive to show another, maybe throughout this week, the peace and love.